Welcome back to the homie talk.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I like
that. That was very good. Very subtle. Very, you know, very, very straight to him. Punch him in the face. Fuck him up.
I had to get intimate.
Yeah, we had to talk sweet nothings to y'all for a second. Let us know we real. We've been gone for a good minute now.
A couple minutes.
Yeah, a couple minutes. About five whole minutes in total.
Yeah.
And you know, it's been an interesting five minutes. We can start from minute one, I guess. Since before we stopped the podcast, you got to meet Zach for the first time. Bush, as you know him from some of the podcasts, or our other podcast. Me and Zach have another podcast that covers sports. Anyway, you got to meet him for the first time. That was fun, right?
Yeah.
California was fun. Well, what's your favorite California story? What was your favorite thing we did there?
Probably, I don't know. I got a few. I feel like everywhere outside that we enjoyed a controlled substance.
Yeah. Yeah, for
like
sure.
On the rocks in Monterey or the beach in Santa Monica.
Watching Zach stumble around Hollywood Boulevard drunk as fuck was hilarious to me.
That was pretty funny.
He was doing the Walk of Fame and he was like just fucking hitting all the curbs and fucking.
I mean, there's just so many fucking the sandwiches we got for lunch on day one. Those were bomb.
Those were fucking fire.
Yeah. The fucking hot tub in Chico. That was dope. Just chilling in the tub.
I fucking forgot about that. That shit was so much fun. I was so high too.
Yeah, it was smoking great. With Alex. That was fun. Yeah. Playing like Quiplash and shit. The Jackbox games.
Yeah, you fucking pruning in that damn hot tub. Yeah.
What? How many was it? Like three or four joints, and then we walked over to Denny's across the street.
Yeah, the fucking Denny's run.
Like at the corners, they had like that weird like glittery looking stuff in the concrete. Bro, I thought I was gonna fall through the ground.
for context, also, for the Monterey, I was gonna say that we had farm animals next to the
yes hotel. We did.
For context, there was some fucking for those listening, there was some fucking. There was some like fair going on next door, some sort of thing where like country people got to come pet farm animals. I don't know.
It was like a cattle auction, to be honest.
Yeah, some shit like that.
But they were using like the fairgrounds to do it, which is weird because like in a couple of months in the Monterey fairgrounds, they're gonna have like this big like hip hop festival, and like Cypress Hill is gonna be there.
Yeah, and before they were using it for the fucking to house the cows. We literally woke up to hearing the cows. Like we were in the fucking like we were out in the sticks, out in the boonies, but we're in Monterey.
It's fucking Bay Area, but we're fucking
cows with their donkeys too. There was like donkeys over there going. Like goats, we'd be going to fucking walk to get some shit from CVS.
Because our hotel was right next to fucking CVS.
Oh my god.
Or when we walked to go get breakfast in the morning at that mom and pop place.
Oh, yeah. When we were walking there, there was this, I don't know if you saw, there was a homeless dude laying on the ground. he wasn't like one of the homeless people like sleeping by the, up ahead by the Dollar Tree. He was like a little in front of him and he was laying on the ground. With one leg up in the air, and he had no toes, and his foot was literally just a black like rock. Like I thought it was a rock. Like I was about to touch it, and then I was like,
"I think I know what you're talking about."
I was like, "No way!" And I actually investigated because he couldn't see me; he was sleeping.
Investigated. 7-Eleven for lunch or something.
Monterey.
It was one of the days we got like 7-Eleven taquitos. I think it was Monterey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were driving.
We did a lot of shit in Monterey.
Yeah, it was probably Monterey, honestly.
Monterey was definitely the vibe. Or when we went to the to Cannery Row and then smoked and then went to that fucking that outdoor pub.
Oh yeah,
that band was setting up. That was pretty dope.
That was cool. They were doing their thing.
They were the strippers in Santa Monica.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. There was the fucking, man, what was I going to say? Oh, that chicken place in fucking
LA. Oh my god, in yes, bro. Those quesadillas, bro. Oh my god.
It was, I can say to this day, I could have been, you know, it could have been me being just severely crossed, but that's the best quesadilla I have ever had.
Swear,
I don't think,
bro,
I'm ever going to have a quesadilla that good again.
It was like, so good. Oh my god.
I took a bite into it, and I was just, I was melting.
Bro. And then it was great. What are the fucking chances our loft is right above a fucking smoothie place? Like,
oh my god. And that smoothie place was fucking fire. Little expensive. But
didn't we get like
fire
burritos or something?
Yeah, they had like breakfast burritos. Those Me and Zach went there the next morning too. Yeah,
I think we got like something there when we first got to LA. We got like lunch there.
Yeah, we got like a burrito and a smoothie. Or like that's what I got. Good. I got a burrito and a smoothie. And it was fucking,
they put a lot of
out of this world.
That bitch too.
Hell yeah.
Or my fucking going butter to that dispensary, mm-hmm, the dude that was working the counter.
Oh yeah, we went to a dispensary called Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that? That was cool. That was a cool experience.
It was
pretty
cool.
I fucking loved that movie. It was great.
Yeah.
They had all like the movie posters everywhere and like the little like red carpet picture area.
Did you see like their little tube system?
Yeah.
That was weird. That was cool, but
your other dispensaries don't have that?
No, we just
their tube system was crazy. Yeah. Most of them have a tube, like a good tube system, but that tube system, yeah, that was crazy. You can see the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was crazy for real.
I swear.
Usually they just have the tube systems like kind of like banks do, but you're inside, not out. That's how the dispensaries usually do it.
Yeah.
Or they or some of like the low key ones, like pack it up in the back and then just, or it's already packed up.
A lot
in the
of
back.
The ones like around town and shit, like in like the one me and Zach stopped in Monterey, and they just behind the counter, they had like little like cubby things, like little milk crate, like fabric milk crate looking things. Pull it out
really?
And give it to you.
Yeah, they have one of those near Elijah, bro. That shit's interesting. And then well, after that, I mean, California, there's so much there. Like, we did a lot.
We did. You know, there's still so much more we could
do. We got to hang out with Alex. Speaking of Alex, I'm assuming speaking of Alex, he's on you guys' new podcast. I'm gonna shout that out. For everyone.
Screen, just fellas.
Give Alex some love over there too, because he's on that thing.
Yeah,
we
wanted
to see him.
I was talking to Alex like one night months ago, and I was like, dude, what if we like did this thing, like a little show where we like reviewed movies? He's like, that'd be cool. He's like, we can get E-Man and Jordan in on it too, because they watch a lot of movies. Like, they're big on like the film stuff. So we hit him up, and it actually took a while for us to even make the first episode. It's so hard to schedule stuff like that when there's like different time zones and different schedules for jobs and school.
Exactly. And then having the time to like even like I would want to rewatch all the movies even if I had seen them or not.
Yeah, no, that's what we're doing.
So yeah. It'd be, I could imagine. It's crazy.
Yeah. So it's kind of difficult, but I mean, even this is fucking scheduling. This shit is hard.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'll hopefully start easing up. I mean, I'm going to start working more, sadly, because it's towards the winter, but I have less work to do. So it's like, I'm not, you know, or less things to do. I'm not going to be going out as much because it's going to be too cold. So,
yeah.
Yeah, like I could go to Chicago one day, but like I'm gonna need like a heated jacket, some shit, because it'd be getting bricked up. But yeah. So I should be available more to do this, thank God, which is good. But yeah, I mean, if y'all ever review a movie on there that I'm like I'm known for loving, you know, I'll be down.
All right.
Like Kill Bill or like White Chicks or something that I can talk about nonstop. Because I'm a pretty giant entertainment person overall. That's why, you know, like music, movies, and TV.
Yeah.
It's a great.
Well, I know as of right now, I guess I could spoil a little bit. We have two movies and a show lined up.
Ooh.
For shows, we're going to do like season by season. Luckily, this show is only like 30 episodes long, so it doesn't really doesn't really matter.
Oh, it's like a limited series or something?
No, it's just like really, it's a Eastbound and Down. We're doing Eastbound and Down.
Oh, nice.
And it's like 6-episode seasons, and they're like 30-minute episodes. So they're, it's like, I think there's 4 seasons. Like, well, I finished the first season basically in a day. So
nice, nice.
But then we got 2 movies. We're gonna try and do like a Christmas themed one.
I can't wait until we you guys come across a movie that all you hate.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna try and do too. It's just like we want to find I want to do movies that are like are thought invoking.
Yeah.
But E-Man was talking about Madea movies. I do not want to do Madea movies.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
I don't know if he's talking about reviewing them, but he just brought them up in conversation.
I will not watch those episodes. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, I won't be a part of them.
I'd watch them just to hear, you know, Madea movies get clowned on for being fucking just money-grabbing pieces of shit.
But, absolutely terrible.
I don't know. I'm not going to say I've never laughed at a Madea movie because that's just wrong. But, like, I've never sat there the whole time and went, like, yeah, I want to watch this again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, they're not inherently to, like, you could be watching a worse movie, but really, like, could you be, like, doing anything more boring with your time?
I don't know.
Watching the same recycled jokes over and over and over again.
I feel like I'd rather watch American Psycho 2 than watch a Madea movie.
I don't know. I actually, you know what? I can say that watching a Madea movie is probably, it's just the same feeling as watching American Psycho 2. It's like, I'm doing nothing with my time right now.
You could ask me what happened in American Psycho 2. I can tell you what happened in the first 5 minutes. I cannot remember the rest of the movie.
I can only tell you that Mila Kunis was throwing on some weird fits in there, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it was. Or the whole fucking, like, Patrick Bateman plot twist bullshit at the end of that. But fuck that movie.
Yeah.
The fact that he dies within like the first scene of the movie. The movie exactly.
And Christian, it's just like you just see him from like back profile. You don't even see. They couldn't even get Christian Bale to come back
because they added that scene last minute. It wasn't even supposed to be an American Psycho movie.
It's fucking dumb.
So they just tied it in because of the success of American Psycho to make a little moolah, make a little bread.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. So are y'all gonna do American Psycho? I feel like that's like one of the go to.
That's one of the movies we have lined up.
Yeah.
We're doing that tomorrow.
For people who are reviewing movies is to review a movie like that because, you know, throughout the whole movie, you're sitting there watching it like, what? All right. And then you get to the end and that plot twist happens. And you just don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to just draw your own conclusions about the story. And I guess that's what makes it really interesting.
Yeah, that's actually the episode where that's going to be coming out or recording tomorrow is American Psycho.
I'm going to have to watch that one. I'm gonna have to listen to that one. I'm gonna listen to that. Front back. I love that movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
So, but yeah, outside of after California, let's see what happened. What happened? Anything exciting happened to you after California that was real big, or real news?
Just I went to concerts or a concert. No, I went to 2 concerts. I went to one by myself, and I went to one with Alex. It was Alex's very first concert. He had a good time.
That's good.
We saw Pierce the Veil.
Yeah. I saw the guys' snaps and everything from that.
Yeah, we did not stay for I Prevail. And like half the venue left. More than half, to be honest. And I see people online on TikTok. And it's like all these TikTok Pierce the Veil fans that are showing up and leaving for I Prevail. They shouldn't be allowed to buy tickets. I'm like, I'm an actual Pierce the Veil fan. I just don't like I Prevail, so I left. I'm not gonna stick around and listen to a band that I tried to get into but couldn't, you know?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's not like people don't like I Prevail because they're like bad or because no, I'm sure many people have tried to listen to I Prevail. There's not really a big reason to hate them, and they just don't. Like I listened to 2 songs by them, like these are okay. I tried to listen to a third. I was like, this isn't what I want to listen to. And
exactly. Like, I don't have, like, genuine hate for them. I just don't like their music.
It's just that simple. They're just, you know, very modern metalcore, but, like, very modern metalcore. Like, in the sense where it's, like, really hooky, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's,
Yeah, I just didn't really.
You
like
can take it. It or leave it. I'm not gonna say it's good or bad. It's, you know.
And also, you know, people are complaining like, "Oh, you know, I couldn't see, I prevail," because I'm like, "Man, you did not want to shut up. You're just trying to find something to complain about." Also, yeah. It's my money. I paid for the ticket. I could show up. I could not show up if I wanted to. I could have just stayed home. I paid for the damn thing.
Right.
I don't understand why people get mad at shit like that. Like
people love complaining on the internet. That's like, that's the thing for people who don't. It's like an outlet for people who don't have enough people in their lives to constantly complain at. They'll just start complaining at people on the internet, you know?
Yeah, and it was like, me and Alex bought our tickets like either a week or 2 weeks after the tour was announced.
So it's not like they sold out instantly. Like, people had time to buy tickets, and our tickets were like $40, dude. It was not expensive.
Damn, that's not bad at all.
No, it's not. It wasn't even assigned seating, so we could have gotten on the floor, but it was packed like a sardine can, so they didn't even ask to see our tickets. We got to sit anywhere the fuck we wanted. So I just didn't understand. Look, I'll tell you what, that the fucking merch line, absolutely horrendous.
Really?
I would imagine, yeah. Absolutely horrendous. Like, it probably took me and Alex, I think the first opener got halfway through their set by the time we found our seats.
Who was the opener again?
Honestly, I don't remember their name. It was some band from Australia.
Oh.
With a girl singer, I think. But,
interesting.
No, the fucking, so we, I always like to get to concerts like at least an hour early. So I can find parking and then chill, do whatever I want to do. And then like go wait in line so I can be the first one in, so I can be the first one at the merch table. So me and Alex get there like, we got like 45 minutes, 30 minutes until they open the doors. And this line is wrapped like three blocks around downtown San Jose. We're just like, what the fuck, dude? Everybody's wearing Pierce the Veil shirts.
Oh, my God.
Everybody was like loving. They were digging my shirt. I had my I Love Goth Thought shirt on.
And everybody was like, that's how you get them.
Yeah.
So you get the goth
recognized on like Tinder and stuff. They're like, oh, I saw you. I remember your shirt. Because I, big brain move, wore the shirt to the concert and then put a picture of me wearing the shirt as my first picture on Tinder.
Right? There you go.
Big brain. There you go.
Yeah. Brought in some traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
But it was fucking, it took us forever to get inside. We got our merch. Alex, big spender, he got like two shirts, a vinyl, and I want to say he got something else. I got a shirt and a poster. But yeah, no, Alex fucking, he was pretty pumped. And I brought him back to Modesto and took him home the next day. That drive sucked, man.
Yeah. Driving from San Jose to Modesto and then from Modesto to
So the day of the concert, I drove from Modesto to Chico. And I mean, and then, you did that drive with me. That's like 3 hours. And then Chico to San Jose, 3.5 hours. San Jose to Modesto, 1.5 hours, 1:45. Then the next day, it's Modesto to Chico. And then as soon as he like closed the door on like in my car, turned right around and went home.
God.
The next 3 hours.
Oh. That's a that's a long couple of days, right?
There. Yeah,
that is a long couple of days. But at least he got to go to his first show, like his first concert.
Oh yeah, no, I did not mind at all. I just told him, I was like, next time, bro, if the venue is closer to Modesto than it is to Chico, we'll get you a train ticket. I'll just pick you up from the train station, because a train ticket from Chico to Modesto is like $15.
There's trains from Chico to Modesto.
Yeah.
Damn, he should have took one. He should have took one to begin with, nigga.
See, I didn't even think about it. I was like, I don't know why. I thought maybe Chico didn't have a train station, but I was like, I don't know if Chico has a train station. So I was like, yeah, I'll just pick him up. Nah, $15. I mean, it's an hour extra, like time wise, travel time. But I mean, it's like $80 to fill up a tank of my car.
God damn.
Versus $15
the other day for like $50 on premium.
Well, actually, I filled up my tank today. It was on half, so half a tank was less than $40. It's gone. It was $3.79 with card right now, so that's actually really good. So if you pay cash, it's $3.69. But that's like splendid.
How many fucking tanks of gas does your car hold?
I know. I think eight, I know. Eight, 18 gallons?
Okay, that's more than mine. Then mine does 12.
Yeah, it's a big ass tank for that Camry. Yeah.
I would assume the mileage on it isn't the greatest, but like still.
For a 2003, yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, it's
like 20 something in the city.
I don't even remember what my city is.
No, my Nissan had amazing mileage. It was like 38 in the city, 43 on the highway. So that's why I was able to go to Raleigh and back and still have a full tank.
Them damn Nissans. They're good for some things, but for others.
For gas, maybe, but everything else.
Yeah, they be struggling. I love seeing bitches with like the busted ass Altimas that be talking shit to people. And I'm like, dog, I know you can barely afford your fucking payments on that. Get the hell away, bro.
It's all rattling because the bass is old shit.
Yeah, there's this guy in some fucking like old shitty Honda Accord, like going 80 miles an hour in like a 40 earlier next to me today. So what I did is I just sped up next to him in the left lane. And so he was going to get over to the left lane to like speed past everyone, but I kind of just like stayed with him. So he couldn't get in front of anyone.
Bro, I do that sometimes too.
And then I did it for so long that he got impatient. He got like forced to make a left turn. Like he had to get behind me and he was going to try and do some fucking maneuver, but he couldn't. And he made a left turn as the light was turning red. And I was like, you're a dumb fucking idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah. I was coming home from work 2 days ago and there was a red light, steady red. I was like slowing down to stop, and some guy just sped right through it.
Bro, what the fuck? You niggas are wildin'.
I'm like, bro, it's like 11:30 at night. There's no way you're in a rush to do anything at 11:30 at night, bro.
That is what I'm saying, bro. Like I'd be speeding at 11:30 at night because like what are the cops gonna be doing at 11:30 p.m. Nothing, at least not in my area. Everybody's sleeping, you know. I don't be running red lights and shit like that because if the light is red, usually like if you have to wait for it that late, at least around here, that means there's someone else on the other side of the intersection, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they're the ones making that light turn red.
Yeah, usually like here, on the lights in Modesto, like if it's late like that, there's no cars on the road. If it's red, by the time you get up there, it's gonna be green.
Yeah, it just turns green for you. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do. But you can just wait for it. They get like the speed trip.
Nah, bro, it was like 35, and he was going at least 70. He was actually in a Nissan too.
Yep, that's how you get them. That's how you get them right there. Nissan Sentra. The Nissan Sentra, the Nissan Altima owners, bro. The Sentras and the Altimas, you got to watch out for them. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Nissan Versa niggas trying to go fast. They just can't. they're not built for it.
Have you had any beckoning to go back to North Carolina yet?
No, not in the slightest. I went back to Florida and I was so happy. And I realized I went back to Florida. I was like, man, North Carolina it just puts it in perspective. That place is just mid. Like I liked Raleigh somewhat, but everywhere else was just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get to go to the mountains. That would have been cool. But like otherwise, no beckoning to go there. No reasoning. I don't know if anyone there is doing anything special right now. You know what I'm saying?
If they do like a reunion thing, are you gonna go?
Yeah. If it's in North Carolina, sure. But like, I would like to go somewhere else. Like, as
like if
group.
They like if Ross did like class.
Or if Ross did a class reunion,
yeah.
Yeah, I would go just to flex on these hoes. I don't make that much money, but I can laugh in some people's faces. You know what I'm saying?
Just to rub it in, be like, look at you.
Shaheem, washing cars.
Washing cars, bro.
If he's still washing cars by the 10-year anniversary, we need to give up. Oh. our homeboy fucking working a food line. We got to get my man out there, bro. We got to get him out of there, bro. We got to get my man a new job.
Yeah.
They be working that man like a dog. I'm telling you. I be seeing him on his stories. Like, I just came from home from work. Like, nigga, look like he got back fighting 3 wars.
Just
they put him through hell.
Stressed.
Like, bro.
Beat the fuck down. Hey, man, it's hard out here, man.
It is.
North Carolina is one of the hardest states to live in off of, like, a minimum wage job.
Because minimum wage is still fucking federal minimum wage there. Like, it's
$7.
Still $7. Like, not everyone there lives in a fucking trailer park. You know what I'm saying? This isn't Mississippi, dog. Like, raise the minimum wage.
I think California is raising their minimum wage next year.
Yeah, so is Illinois. Well, their minimum wage is now going up to like $12.75 or something, $13.25 or something like that. I think, or is it $14? I don't remember. I don't know.
All I know is if they raise the minimum wage, they better like raise me.
I better get a raise.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I better get a raise if they raise the minimum wage. Shit.
I remember when I worked at Lowe's in North Carolina, I got paid $13. Like. Starting, and I started full time, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to start part time, and then part time employees got paid $12. Seasonal employees got paid like $10 or $11.
Damn.
And then I think like around this time, I was working at Lowe's last year, they hired a bunch of part time people. They were getting paid 50 cents more than me. I was like, what?
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Makes sense.
I'd be pissed. I was making $11 an hour working in Tropical Smoothie while everybody else, including the managers, was making anywhere from $8.25 to $9 an hour.
Just so
I got
sad,
hired at $11 an hour because I told her, I was like, listen, I'm going to work, but you can go pay me $11 an hour. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's just sad thinking that $11, $12, $13, that used to be a lot. Like
that was like, oh my God, I'm making more money than like half these niggas out here. Like, I mean,
exactly. I'm actually making some money. Like, when I worked for the distribution center, I made $18. I was like, dude, I'm rich. I'm basically rich.
Yeah.
Hell no. Shit.
I still got bills to pay.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Like, it's easier living here, off like closer to minimum wage, than it was in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yep. That's a fact. That is a fact. I could imagine that for real. For me, for what I get paid, it's kind of like it's kind of perfect for my lifestyle habits, I guess, for now. But more money could never hurt. You know what I'm saying? I would love a raise. I would love a higher paying job. I just don't want to like work insurance or anything. I don't want to do anything necessarily lazy, but something.
I don't want to do physical labor all my life. But I don't want to go back to school, and I want a better paying job because I'd like to live by myself, like have my own apartment, no roommates. But I mean, I definitely can't do that. But I also can't pass certain tests that are required in the hiring process as of right now. So, there's no point, right?
Well, if like firefighter, are you like firefighter stuff?
No. No, I'm like tests, certain swabs.
Oh, yeah.
certain tinkle time, my if cousin, you will.
My cousin, when we were in Florida, my cousin Josiah wasn't able to smoke with us because he had to take a drug test because he's going to firefighter school. And the day he took the drug test, like I had drove him to Jacksonville and he had did his piss test or whatever. And we literally got home. And then we went and got tattoos. I don't know if you saw my tattoos on the story or whatever. We went and got tattoos in St. Augustine. Then we drove back. He's like, all right, let's smoke. Like, immediately, he was like, let's hop to it. And we rolled, like, four joints and started smoking. And it was great, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Going back to Florida was a lot of fun. I had a great time there. It was dope.
Jimmy is talking about moving here. Around August next year.
Damn. Okay, Jimmy.
Which
Jimmy.
That would actually, at first he was planning in March, but he got the flu. And then after he got the flu, he got COVID. So he missed a lot of days at work.
Damn.
So he's like, maybe not March, maybe August. So I was like, that's perfect. That gives me more time because they're about to make me full time at work. So that gives me time to build my credit and whatnot, find some places.
I was going to say, y'all getting a place? Sorry, y'all getting a place together?
Get a place together.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Hopefully, Zach and Elijah get a place together. That'll be a fun duo. I'd be excited to check in on that home every once in a while to see how that place is being run. Because my God, that sounds interesting.
That sounds disgusting.
We'll see. I mean, I've seen actually Elijah. I've seen his apartment. I've seen his apartment a few times recently. It's not bad. He keeps it clean, but I can only imagine what it looks like when we're not there. You know?
Yeah.
But like he had cleaned out. He didn't know we were coming over, but he had cleaned out all his trash and everything was fine. His bed well made, but you know.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, there was no spaghetti or anything like that. Like
no mashed potatoes.
No mashed potatoes. Like I didn't spend enough time in the kitchen to like nitpick, but like there wasn't a lot going on. And I was like, thank God. It's also set up almost the exact same way as his last place. And that's funny as hell. His bedroom is in the same damn spot. His kitchen is in the same damn spot.
Is he still sleep on the couch? The
same damn spot. No, no, he has a bed, but he also has like a chair. That he plays games on, he sleeps in it sometimes. He just sits up and sleeps. Oh man, interesting. So, yeah, fucking.
Oh my God. Okay, so yesterday I'm chilling, playing the game, and then the fucking doorbell rings out of nowhere, and I was like confused. My grandma was in the living room with my nephew. Because my aunt went back to work, so now we're, like, taking care of him. We're, like, watching him during the day, whenever she works. But the doorbell rang, so I got up, and I look, or I'm going to look, and I hear this voice, like a dude's voice. I'm like, who's it? Who the hell is that? I didn't recognize it. It was my half-brother, my little half-brother. He's, like, he walks in. He's wearing, like, black dress pants, a black belt. He's got these black dress shoes. He's got rings. His nails are painted black. A black turtleneck, and it's like tucked into his pants. Like, dude looks like he's working for like some like high tier place. He's looking snazzy.
Looking ripped out.
Yeah, he's got his backpack. I guess he like had came from school. His hands were red because it was cold outside. I guess he walked home from school. And he never stops by. So me and my grandma were both confused. She sits on the couch with Winston. And I'm just like standing by the slider door. And he was just like, yeah. Talking like super like clear. Because usually he mumbles and his voice sounded different. He's all talking about whatever. I don't even remember what he was talking about. But nonchalantly, he's just like, I got my first kiss today. I was like, what? What was his name? But I was just like, what the hell? He's like, yeah, I kissed my first girl today, so I just thought I'd stop by and tell you guys. I'm like, why the fuck? Like, why are you? Why is the first thought like, yo, I gotta go tell my grandma about this?
I gotta go tell Mammy I got a kissy kiss.
Exactly. So he's like, oh, I'm gonna tell my dad and he might ground me. I'm like, yeah. Depends, but he was all like super excited.
Okay, why would he ground him for that? That's like a good thing.
Well, they're like his parents are strict, and I asked him. I was like, you know, you're dead. I was like, does she look like us?
Is she brown?
That's what I said. He was like. She's Hispanic. I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to get grounded. Oh. I was like, I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you for that part, but he's not going to like that. He's not going to like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. So my aunt came to pick up my nephew, and we told her about it. And she was like, what is he going to do when he has sex for the first time? Like, come to grandma's house and let you guys know.
Guys, I'm here to let you know. I fucked.
I'm just like, dude, like, I just can't understand why you would want to go around telling your whole family. I'm a very private person.
Right.
You know, I don't, my family didn't know I had a girlfriend until I was like, 3X's deep, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I just couldn't fathom like why he would walk to this park And then it gets better. It gets better. I notice that he's got something on him. But I don't think my grandma noticed. So I was like going to throw something away outside, and he was leaving. He was going to go walk home because he lives right around the corner. And I was like, hey, you might want to cover up that hickey on your neck before you die. He just laughed.
Yeah.
Like, bro. And then he was telling me he's got friends because he's like a freshman in high school. He's like, yeah, I got some friends. One of my friends was trying to get with the sixth grader. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, bro. That's a uh-uh. That's a uh-uh.
That's not okay. It's like that new R. Kelly snippet.
The kid's growing up now, though. It's kind of crazy. It is kind of crazy. Yeah, Lawson's fucking 6 feet tall now.
Bro,
that nigga Lawson's like a whole nigga. Like that shit is interesting. Like he's still a little ass, nigga, but like he's funny. He's 6 feet, he's hooping, he's talking his shit. He's funny.
He was talking. Well, no, he wasn't. He was fucking when I texted you on Kick, he
calls himself, he's like, yeah, I'm him. He's like, I got the bitches, I got the hoes, and he's like showing us his TikTok where he's like doing TikTok dances with white bitches. I'm like, get out of here, bro.
Are they like the fucking Salt Life white bitches, like the country?
They're the North Carolina white bitches.
Oh man.
that go to the freshman North Carolina with white bitches in high school. That's what he's dancing with. Know what he's doing yet. He don't know what he's doing yet. Let the little brother navigate his life.
Navigate. He needs OnStar, bro.
Oh my God.
Damn.
But yeah, everybody's growing up. It's funny. Like Thanksgiving, I got to see all my cousins. I got to see my sister, which is interesting. Her and Bryn got along. She reminds me. There's her and Elijah are so much alike. It's funny. They like laugh the same kind of. It's fucking hilarious.
Do they have the same belly?
Hey, bro. that ain't nice. Come on now.
Bro, you're the one that used to say it, bro.
No. I mean, we, you know, they're still the same in that regard.
Okay.
But you know, Elijah more so still. I think. He still usurps. He still takes the throne for being the big nigga. But, yeah, it was funny, dude. Even my cousins were clowning Elijah. Yeah, that should be funny. They'd be like, "You sure you can move that fast, bro?"
Oh man.
And there was this. They would have some remark to say every few minutes. And I was like, "Damn, they on him."
I there was one point I felt bad for him. But it's like after a certain time, it's like, come on, man, you could.
He's getting somewhere now, but like, I remember back in Fayetteville when he was living in that apartment, bro.
And he had that little vest.
He knew nothing but that damn puffer vest, I'm telling you right now.
He drank that fucking makeshift bong water.
Bro, I've had bong water in my mouth before, bro. I'm telling you, I know that nigga was miserable.
$15, bro.
Imagine swallowing it either. And it originally, I don't even think you said 15. I think you said like 5 or 10. And he was like, fuck it, I need the money. I was like, what, dude? And he gave him that Route 21. Route 21 cash. He was like, really, bro?
Hey, bro. At least he didn't go like ape mode. Get super mad and start throwing shit.
Yeah, at least
remember when we used to get the table from Alex's place and like and play fucking cup pong at Eliza's place.
Yeah,
and like mix all those bang flavors together.
Oh, dude. Oh,
oh man,
I remember that?
Terrible.
We were trying to give ourselves a heart attack is what we were doing. Gotta give ourselves early onset dementia or some shit. I have no idea what kind of cancers that could cause.
Nah, bro. We were if we would have fucking like, I feel like if we would have played that all night long, we would have like that night would have turned into a regular show episode.
I swear to God, bro. the fucking we would have had to fucking have some unicorn ace of fucking history test so the world didn't blow up or some bullshit.
Party horse. That giant coffee bean that shot coffee out of his nipples.
The hot dogs that were
yes.
Bro. Oh my god.
I kinda wanna like never mind. I'm not gonna bring that up on shit. I won't.
All right.
Never mind.
But yeah, watching regular show while high is fun. It's great.
Yeah, it is. I was gonna bring that up just with a different substance.
Yeah. Oh. I would love doing that.
I feel like that would like ruin my whole life.
I feel like I'd end up somewhere where I shouldn't be. Like, so I would do some shit. It would just, I don't know. I feel believe like I was in the show trying to hop through the TV.
Whenever help them. You guys come back, we should like go to Oregon and
do
shovel a bunch of mushrooms into Zach and just put them in like a mirror house. And like a little mirror maze.
Oh my god! I let one person lose their mental sanity. He would come out make of that fucking mirror maze a changed man.
Make a vlog about it.
He would come out without autism.
I'm cured. That's funny. I feel like it'd be funny though.
That would be fucking hilarious. I would love to do some shit like that, but yeah, that nigga gets such a lightweight. Every time he gets drunk, he's on the floor, army crawling. It's like, bro, get up, get off the ground. There's dog hair down there. He don't care. He moving.
He fucking bought that. What did he buy at CVS?
What do you mean? He bought
something at CVS.
He bought left, Crown? Like, the
security. Yeah, it was Crown. And they left the security, the little cap on it. He had to go back. Didn't that security guard come up to you because she could smell it?
Yeah. Because I had that joint in my pocket and it was just lit. And, you know, I don't even have a nose for that shit anymore. If I stick a weed, I have no idea.
I swear, dude.
So, I don't even care. Like, it's like, who the fuck is going to say anything to me? But it's, you know, people like that will. And then she was funny as hell. She was like, I know you got that za on you. I was like, hell yeah, I do. I was like, I got that shit on me. She's like, right now? I was like, right now. Hell yeah. Yeah, we're up here chilling. We're up here balling. You know what I'm saying? And then Zach started talking to her.
And we got a message.
Yeah, I did get a message.
We need another week. Maybe another 2 weeks. I feel like if we would have like sparked it in Santa Cruz, bro.
Yeah. Oh, Santa Cruz at the fucking, what is it, the boardwalk?
The boardwalk.
We didn't smoke there, did we?
No.
We should have. We definitely
should
have.
No, we got that football and those ladies playing volleyball.
Yeah, Zach could have gone over and talked to that one girl, but he didn't. But
Bro, he pissed me off. He fucking pissed me off. Your birthday when we were walking the boulevard, he's like, I'm gonna talk to women, I swear it. Not a peep.
Not a peep heard out of him. Nothing. Oh man. Whenever he comes back, we're gonna dive into some deep places and try to find him some hoes, bro. I don't care. I said that we were gonna do that recently, but he has flown back and forth so many times. I don't wait till he's here for more than 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought he moved there already.
Well, for the first was it 2 or 3 weeks was kind of more of like his vacay because he had just got done with the marina, so we kind of just let him stay here. With, you know, he doesn't have to work or anything yet. He's as long as he pays, and he paid, so he chills. And then this time it's only been for 2 weeks because he's flying back for Christmas for like a week and a half, and then he's gonna stay and get a job and hopefully get his own spot. But yeah, I get his plan was never to hop into it right away because he has so much fucking money saved up from those rich ass bitches at that Tamarina, bro. Dang. I wish I had a job that had niggas tipping me $100. Like, what, yeah, bro?
That'd like, be nice. Come
on. So, yeah, we made him pay a bit of rent and then, you know, he's doing his thing. He goes to the library and does his like schoolwork. That's it. That's what Zach does. I was like, bro, you need to go to the library and like talk to the hoes in there. Be like, hello, madam, I see you're reading. But like,
no, bro, the bookstore, man.
The bookstore. Yeah, oh, yeah, that too.
What you book bump you got them. There? Yeah. Boom. Segue.
You can do the whole fucking routine from a 40-year-old virgin that Seth Rogen made Steve Carell do in the bookstore. That one bitch.
Oh yeah.
That could work for Zach. That could work for Zach.
Yeah, he just has to speak to people.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, we gonna get down on that. I'm about to go do some heavy drinking, hopefully, tonight. there's a bar opening around here, like another one. And my boy Leo apparently gets free drinks from there sometimes, from their first bar. So we're going with him, and we're gonna try and ball out. But fun times. But yeah, we gotta do another 2-week trip, I think. I would love to go to somewhere weird as fuck. Like somewhere goofy, somewhere kooky as hell. Like
we can go. I don't know what? Actually, I feel like there's this one place. Now, there's one downside to it. I know that you can't take like alcohol in there. I don't know if they check your car though. So I don't know if that goes for like the ganja too. But I mean, I have a bag for that, like smell proof. But there's this place, and you can like rent these little houses, like an Airbnb type of thing. And it's in NorCal, but it's like they're like lighthouse houses, like a lighthouse keeper houses.
Damn.
So it's like ocean and mountains all in one. It looks pretty nice. I'll have to like send you pictures and shit.
Yeah, but, for sure.
That'd be dope.
Fucking hop on like Vrbo or something and get one of those just like goofy ass like giant vacation homes that have like water slides and just say fuck
bro
it.
The fucking potluck, man. I want to make that happen.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah,
my boy
sure.
Marco said he'd be down. Alex is down.
We gotta do it. When would it have been?
I don't know. I haven't like set like a date or anything like that. But the plan is that we rent a place for a while, and everybody brings an ounce.
Oh yeah,
of I smoke a half ounce a week, dog.
Hell yeah, I'm bringing an OZ for sure.
Hell yeah, either an ounce or fucking, or like three bottles, three handles. Whatever, yeah. And just like it's like a potluck, you know, like everybody brings a dish. It's just everybody brings an ounce.
Exactly, one bottle of Zant. No one's doing Zans, bro. We've been through that. Me and sleep. That's all Zans make me do is sleep. It's like I don't understand. This is gonna be a drug topic for a second. I don't understand why people like drugs. Besides, like weed gets you tired sometimes, right? But if that's not the initial reaction, I don't understand why people like drugs that solely kind of just make you sleep, not like make you hallucinate or like, you know, do the thing like drugs like fucking like lean, for example. Not to shit on my lean users, bro, but that shit is mid. and to even like to it kind of just makes you tired, you know what I'm saying? Like you drink enough lean, you're real slow and real tired. And it's like, all right, if I wanted to be retarded, you know what, I would have just hit myself in the head with a brick, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not the same thing, but you know, it's like it's what's the real point? Same with like, I don't know, certain types of painkillers, maybe not perks, but like, I don't know, like just taking other painkillers, for example, you know, just to get painkiller drunk. And then what? To go to bed. You're just going to bed over and over. Stop going to bed. Fuck. Do coke.
Yeah, it seems kind of
I mean, I'm kidding. I'm not encouraging drug use, especially not crack. I would do every drug before crack. I would do fentanyl. I'm kidding. I would do every drug before crack and fentanyl. Those are two drugs that, yeah, I would fucking inject Ebola to myself and hope to have a cure before I touched fentanyl. You know what I'm saying? like that shit, that fentanyl shit is a no-no. Niggas who do that shit for fun are reckless. That is all I'm saying. That has killed more people than fucking, I don't know. I can make some reference. Someone who kills people a lot. Make your own analogy.
Speaking of someone who kills people a lot and some of their fan base. Kanye's been
Oh my god, Kanye, bro. But he made Graduation. But he made Graduation.
God, I don't know how many of those I've got left. Oh maybe. Man.
This reminds me strongly of when he said slavery was a choice. I still tried to have Kanye's back somehow throughout all that. I don't know if I can.
I feel like this is worse, bro.
This yeah, no, it definitely is. This is now the point where you're like, all right, Kanye,
yeah,
you were holding out all hope until now that he could retain some of his sanity. It is gone.
Exactly, bro. And then I'll see like stuff online. It's like old videos of him and his mom, like back in like the early 2000s or some shit. It's like, oh man, what happened?
He lost her is what happened. And now he's crazy.
So, did you see the fucking, when he was on Alex Jones?
Yes!
With his mask. Did you see the fucking net thing? Where he gave the net like a voice, like a little puppet voice?
No, what the fuck?
Oh my god! So he called him like Netting Yahoo or something like that. And he brought out this little butterfly catching net and a bottle of like Yoo-hoo milk. He was using the butterfly net as a puppet. And he was like talking about somebody like controlling the banks. And like
the Jews control the banks. Some bullshit.
He's like, they're
that.
Controlling the banks, they're controlling the media.
how you can out crazy Alex Jones is a feature in and of itself. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You can out crazy the crazy nigga.
Like, he looked disturbed. Alex Jones looked disturbed.
How do you disturb fucking Alex Jones? He said the water is turning the frogs gay. Like, bro, be tripping, and you're making bro think you're tripping.
It's so sad seeing Kanye like that, man.
It is, it is. But it still makes me laugh. Like, he still is hilarious, even being crazy. When they were interviewing him outside of his house, and he goes, he's like, yeah, and I was reading up on symptoms. He's like, I may be autistic. And I was like, what? Like, no way he just said that shit to the reporters. standing on his damn porch or whatever, does he announcing to the reporters that he may be autistic?
It's so fucking sad. Lewis
falling off the fucking wagon. Oh, man. I was slightly holding out hope that he became less crazy. Maybe he went to therapy or something.
Right.
But no, bro straight up was like, yeah, Hitler wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty sure he was Kanye.
He's like, well, they didn't do. They were all bad. They did some good.
No, they didn't. No, they really didn't.
And then you think about that line from Flashing Lights
about the Nazis. I hate these niggas more than the Nazis.
Well, apparently he doesn't hate them that much.
He obviously don't hate them that much.
Man. He's like dapping a Nazi up while he's saying the line.
Nazis. You don't hate the Nazis that much.
It's so fucking. And it's like, I don't know. I can't tell if he's like actually like wacko or if maybe he's like pulling a Fred Durst and he's just like being a dickhead to get publicity. Because even though it's negative, it's still publicity.
Yeah, but you would think that, you know, that could be an argument, right? But he's Kanye West. He doesn't need to say crazy shit to get publicity. Yeah, so it's, you know what I'm saying? People are going to listen when he speaks. He knows that.
Yeah, I guess.
He may have needed to do that, like, I don't know, like after the few years after 808s and Heartbreak, between like that and The Life of Pablo, and he had nothing releasing. But both since then, no.
Well, what's he been releasing? Fucking Jesus is King and fucking
Donda. Or what was the one that was supposed to come out? Yeezus. Never did.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
It's Jesus, just so.
Jesus is King. Jesus is King 2. Donda. Or is it Donda and Donda 2? I don't know. I haven't listened to any of it. I haven't listened to Kanye since T-Lock. Since The Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
Or no. Okay, I can't lie. Since after Kid See Ghosts. When he did that thing with Kid Cudi. But after that, I've listened to nothing. And it's not because he's crazy. It's just because it's... You know, it's not great unless he's like in a feature. You know, that's true. Like, I don't want to hear Kanye sing gospel songs. If I wanted to do that, I'd go listen to gospel music, which I don't listen to because I'm not a church goer.
Watch a Madea movie.
I'd go watch like one of the fucking Madea movies about them going to church, the 100th one. And then Madea beats someone to ask about going to church, and they make another damn black stereotype real. And it's, you know, it follows a damn cycle. Shut the fuck up already, Tyler Perry. Do something else.
Yeah.
I also don't like Tyler Perry's original movies, bro. Like, I would be like, all right, I've seen some of the Madea movies. They were mid. Like, I wonder if he has anything funnier. Let's watch some Tyler. You know, my grandma would put on some Tyler Perry movies. Like, I know that guy. Let's see what this movie's about. Awful. Start to finish, awful movies. Like, it's – they're, like, cut and paste, like, drama, like, black dramas, basically. Just cut and paste. Everything you would imagine that would happen in, like, a black drama, basically. What the kind of shit that you would like stereotypically think black people fight about, they fight about in Tyler Perry movies a lot. It's like, yeah, well, cousin Rodney got a gun. Like, not every black person has a gangbanging cousin, Tyler Perry. Stop it. Like, come on, bro. But it's, you know, it's fine. Tyler Perry's a fine guy, but he needs to make better movies. That's all it is. That's just bottom line, buddy. Bottom line.
I haven't really seen like any movies that were released this year that I was like, I want to see that.
Well, I mean, this year, No Way Home, I wanted to see that. It came out this year. Well, no, that was last year, wasn't it?
That was last year.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was last December.
2022 has been pretty. I mean, The Batman. I want to go see that. That was cool. That was this year.
Yeah, that was. I think that was like February.
That was early. Excuse me. That was really early this year. The Batman was fine, but that was the only one I saw in theaters this year, I think.
Yeah,
like, I didn't think I saw anything.
There was no like trailers I saw or announcements I saw that I was just like, damn, I gotta go see that shit.
Yeah, Bullet Train, but I saw that on Netflix the other day and it was cool. Like, I wouldn't have really paid money to go see it, but I liked it.
I want to watch the Blade Runner movie with Ryan Gosling.
You haven't seen it? Probably Blade Runner 2049. Oh man, that's a good one. I went to go see that in theaters when it came out. I was hyped.
But I keep seeing like edits. It'll be like memes, and it's like parts from that movie. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Him and his whole me with my wife and my kids all happy at dinner, and then it'll be like me when I wake up.
It's just him waking up and the fucking tape on his face. Yeah. That's a really good movie. I really liked that movie. It was one of the longest movies I ever saw in theaters, though. God was in there for the movie's like 2 hours and 45 minutes long. Like, it's not playing around.
Dude, I used to fucking, whenever I was dating the girl before this last one, the really short one, the first time we dated, we would always like, we'd see each other at the movies. Like, we'd always like go to movies together. And we would not fucking care what movie we were going to see. We would just see which one was the longest. Like, I'm pretty sure one of the movies we went to was a Christian movie.
Really?
I did not fucking watch the movie.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. The way to do it was to take him to the Omni. That way, like, you've probably seen the movies already.
Bro. Yeah, girl, let me take you to the ghetto.
Hey, bro.
Bummy-ass theater, bro.
It was Fayetteville. Was there anywhere else to go but the ghetto, like, to have fun? Let's be real. Like, what are you going to do downtown, hang out with some fucking, like, racists? Like, there's not really much else.
I mean, I feel like whenever we got older, there was fun shit to do.
There started to be more fun. Like, we kind of started making our own shit to do.
Yeah, it wasn't
Fayetteville like wasn't, like, giving us events.
More shit we were doing in places we probably shouldn't have been doing those things.
Exactly. Like
the Walmart. Walking around Walmart late at night.
Being menaces around town, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, movie theaters back in, especially like in the high school days, movie theaters are just for head. I mean, that's like, you know, that's what it is. Your house is full, her house is full. You know what I'm saying?
The movie theater's full, but fuck it.
The movie theater's full, but the lights are off. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. That's just how it is. You get the top back row, not in the middle, depending on where the wall placement is, far to the right, far to the left.
The wall placement. Yeah, because sometimes it would have like this, the little, this break, the little edge. Like the wall would come out. Uh-huh. So there'd be like
the top row would be split into two sections.
Yeah, you don't want people to turn around and visibly see what you have going on back there. I mean, yeah. I usually you just shouldn't give a fuck because it's like, what's your mind your business? I'm not doing this in the front row. I could be doing this in the front row. Dumb nigga. Like I could get up on stage and start doing this shit, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not. I'm back here not keeping my meat in my pants, but keeping my meat to myself. I mean, well, still not even. Fuck. Keeping my meat in an area where it belongs. Thank you very much.
Well, I think we got a snippet for the reel.
The meat story, the meat in the movie theater meat.
Meat mode.
Oh, meat mode. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Me, Alex, and Jimmy are actually making a playlist together. It's called Meat Mode.
A play, like a music playlist?
Yeah.
What kind of music goes on the playlist?
What you think? It's called Meat Mode. What you think?
Damn, y'all getting down like that. It's the fucking playlist?
Yep.
You putting some Mary J. Right, Blige right on there?
What? No. All right. Right now, it's just a bunch of Deftones.
Nice.
I feel like I should put, like, Ocean Man on there.
Ocean Man. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Won't Back Down from Barnyard.
You should put Freebird on there.
Freebird.
Start fucking during the solo.
Whenever fucking me and Jimmy play Destiny, sometimes we'll do the little listening party. You can do like this like listening party thing where you guys essentially share a queue. So, like, he'll have his Spotify going through his headphones and his PC, and then I have mine connected to the app on Xbox in my headset, and then we queue songs, but we both can queue them. They just go on the same queue, so we both listen to the same song at the same time.
Well, that's chill.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So
it's like that new SharePlay shit Apple Music got going on. Yeah, I know what that is.
Doing up songs together and shit. But we were, like, doing, like, this mission on, like, this legendary mode or something like that. It was, like, a boss fight. And, it was perfect fucking timing because Jimmy was like, cue Freebird. So like, by the time we got to the boss and we were about to kill it, the guitar solo started to kick in. And then like as soon as it started to kick in, you know, you play Destiny. I got like my super.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as it was starting to creep up, I was like, oh shit, Freebird gave me my super.
Bro.
So like my super went off like as soon as the guitar solo started to really pick up. It was great.
Oh, man. That's fucking awesome, dog. If you're ever trying to win a raid at Destiny, those of you Destiny grinders out there, Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd is your go-to, dog.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It's your
like,
go-to.
People don't understand how, like, the power of music. Like, when we were fucking way out in the boonies on PUBG in the desert map, and you had your Alexa play Kansas.
Bro.
They had the train.
The train.
Like a dirt bike or something like a
motorcycle. About that loud ass train. fuck that damn train.
We had a fucking motorcycle and we made it to the circuit. We live, bro.
We did. Have you played that new Modern Warfare at all yet?
No.
It's good.
Tonight I think I'm gonna play High on Life.
Yeah. I haven't played that one yet, but I've seen people play it. It looks real good. Looks real fun.
It's got like Rick and Morty voice actors in it. I don't know if like the creators had like a hand in the game.
Oh, they did. They did.
Because I've seen like clips from it, and it was like some guy with a trench coat selling vials of alien cum.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Someone sent that to the group chat. They found it. They found the alien cum.
Apparently, there's like this commercial. Like, there's a TV, and it's like, hey, watch this commercial. You'll get a free prize. It takes like 3 minutes to watch the whole thing. At the end, he's like, you ready for your prize? You're a dumb shit or something like that. You don't actually get anything.
That's great. It's probably a great game. I want to play it.
Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, I just haven't installed it. Oh, my good old Series X. I'm loving this thing. Series X is fun. Loading everything so fast.
I don't know if I'm going to get one or not.
Yeah, I got mine discounted, so it was worth it. But
I mean, like, I want to get one, but I also kind of want to get a PC.
Yeah, same.
And then I also want to just save up for whenever I move out.
Yeah, that's always the dilemma. PC, yeah. Xbox, or Save it.
Like I was gonna go see Motionless again for a second time for one of their last shows in LA like a week ago. I was like, nah, I guess I'll save the money. I'm thinking about fucking Sal from Impractical Jokers is gonna be in Sacramento tomorrow.
Really?
And I'm thinking about getting a ticket.
Yeah, I saw his tour when I was in Jacksonville. I saw we walked past like the one of the theaters there, and he's like, he's going there too. I was like, Sal's on tour? What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's fucking funny.
Something I might go there tomorrow. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Go see some Sal.
I'm gonna go see Alex pretty soon. I'm gonna be hanging out with him Christmas Eve.
Oh shit!
We're keeping the tradition alive.
Yeah,
having our little friend Christmas shit.
That's good.
I got him something, but I can't really say what it is because I'm sure this episode will be up by either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to say what it is, but it's pretty dope. And I, after looking at it, after it came in the mail, I was like, dang, I kind of want to get one for myself.
I still haven't bought presents for Bryn for Christmas. we told each other. I was like, listen, we went all out on last Christmas, birthdays, all that bullshit. We're gonna keep it chill. And then we were like, okay, we agree. And then later today, she's like, I spent like $200 today. I was like, you, what the fuck? I was like, we're gonna keep it chill. This is keeping it chill. Like, whatever. So I don't know what to get. I'm at a crossroads. I'll figure it out. But I have to go get a fucking like a present for a Secret Santa for work today. And I haven't left the house, you know, like I've been home pretty much all day, except for like, I took Elijah home this morning and,
can't go wrong with a gift card.
You can't, but it's a fucking Secret Santa. I'm not a gift card. Like it'll either be stupid and you can hate me for it, or it'll be like really cool, but I'm not going to get gift cards are cop outs. I have gift cards like in my drawer that people have given me that I don't use because I forget I have them.
I don't really like buying gift cards. I bought some for Adam's kids, but that's just because I bought them gift cards to Dick's Sporting Goods, and they play sports, so I figured that wasn't really much of a cop out.
No, not at all. It's like getting a gift card to, like, you know, dare I say it, Taco Bell. It's I have a Taco Bell gift card in my drawer. I can't remember the last time I've had Taco Bell.
Hey, bro, but fucking getting a Taco Bell gift card is, I don't, like, I'd rather pay with a gift card than pay with my own money at Taco Bell.
That's also true. Yeah. But I can't, beyond remembering the last time I had Taco Bell, I beyond that, I can't even remember the last time I had Taco Bell sober. You know what I'm saying?
That's, like, yes. Yes.
Like before, let's see. For the last time I had Taco Bell, when was the last time I had it sober? I can't think. Maybe with Ryan once or twice. But, like, I don't know. Taco Bell's just not good sober to me. I've tried. It's okay.
I'm trying to get Ryan out here, bro.
And he's trying to go to Texas.
Yeah, he's moving to Texas with his brother.
Damn.
I told him, I was like, man, when I get my own place, I'm going to make sure I have a spare room if you ever want it.
Yeah, get Ryan close to some people. That's good.
All these bitches.
All the hoes. All the hoes.
I tried to fucking, me and Alex were going to pay to get Chris out here for a week.
Chris?
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He got any hoes?
No.
Oh.
That's why I wanted to get him out here, you know?
Yeah.
So I was talking to him. Me and Alex were playing Battlefront. He joined our party because he wanted to talk to Alex. He hadn't heard from him in a while. So I've been trying to get Chris out here because Jalen and Jerry went to Vegas for Jalen's birthday. And I was like, dang, I wish I would have known because I just would have drove to Vegas. It's like a 7-hour drive. It's like driving to San Diego. But Jalen's like, oh, no, bro. I plan on going to California sometime soon, too. I was like, all right. Apparently, bro, fucking... When Jerry was in Vegas, he was hitting the blunt.
Yeah.
Jerry getting, I was like, okay, Jerry.
Yeah, I saw
that. I think that's the only time while he was in Vegas. So I was like, oh, yeah, no, you definitely got to come out here, get some J's in you. But
I was like, Chris, man, like, come out here, bro. He's like, no, it's too expensive. You know, I don't have a bag like that. So I was looking at plane tickets, and there's a week in January. I think it was like the 11th to the 18th of January, round trip, Raleigh to San Jose, $260. I was like, Chris, bro, this deal, this is a fucking steal right here. This is like really fucking cheap for what it is. He's like, no. So I was like, Alex, you want to go half? I'll pay half. You pay half. Chris comes out. He's like, I'm down. I would totally do that. So Chris was like, no, don't do that. So I lied. I was like, oh, it's too late. I already bought the ticket. And it's got your name on it. You'll be getting an email soon with the itinerary. He's like, nah, bro, get your money back. He's like, no, they're non-refundable tickets, and I can't change the name on the ticket. He was like, bruh. But I guess you're sad then, bro. Like, you're out that money because I'm not going.
Like, wow. Bro, wow. What? So wait. What was his sole reason for not going?
I don't know. I really don't know. What the fuck? Well, I told him out. He was like, it's expensive. You know, he'd have to buy a plane ticket. Then he'd have to buy like stuff out there. Because if he's going on a trip, he's going to want to buy some stuff. Which I was like, yeah, I can understand that. So let me and Alex pay for the trip. And then you just pay for the stuff. He's like, I just can't let you do that. So I don't know. But I was like, man.
My boy Chris needs a JOB.
He's like, come on, bro. That's what I'm saying. I was like, bro, there's trees. He's like, I don't care about that. Not yet, you know. But
right.
So you smoke a little bit, you don't care. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to start fiending. You're going to be like, more.
I don't know. Some people refuse to do things, and it's whatever. But it's you'll never understand the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, I got fucking 20 hours of vacation time now.
Fuck, I need that. I have none.
And then when April hits, I'll have 40 hours.
I need to build my shit back up. They barely let me go for Christmas. I told them, I was like, listen, I ain't gonna be here for Christmas because Bryn wants to go see her family in Michigan. I was like, okay, we'll go. This is where we went last year. And they're all real excited to see me, apparently. So I'm like, all right, let's take some days off. And they're like, well, you know, you got to work one or two holidays. Like, that's fucking bullshit. That's a fucking lie. It's not a real thing. You just don't want to be the one stuck here. And you're going to be fucked because I'm not coming. I ain't going to be here. I'm sorry. I don't, like, employers think that you have to work on Christmas sometimes. They'd be like, hey. You gotta work because you didn't work Thanksgiving. That's not right. No.
Yeah.
What if I observe that holiday as part of my religion? You know, I don't. But what if I did?
I feel like something like your line of work, that's bullshit. Like Alex, he has to fucking work. I guess when he got hired or something, he had to like fill out the sheet, and it's like, what holiday would you prefer to have off? And it was like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve. And he had to like rank them, like one being the one he really wanted off, and three being like I could care less. But Alex works at a hospital, so it's like that. I guess that's understandable, you know, because yeah. There's always going to be somebody that needs to go to the ER.
That's the same. So I mean, it's kind of the same like, here. In that case, it's still hospitality. There's always going to be somebody who needs to get in their fucking room because they're too fucking stupid to remember not to put their keys next to their phone. People are dumb. Oh my God.
Yeah, but no, I just mean like, I feel like somebody who got their leg cut off is a lot more important than somebody right. that just needs a hotel room key. So exactly. I feel like they should cut you more slack.
It's like if I don't want to be here, I shouldn't really like, yeah. You know, and it's like, I don't, my boss, Anthony, I don't even think he celebrates like Christmas like that. Like his family doesn't really celebrate Christmas. So like, why do you care? He's like, I never had a Christmas off. It's like, okay, but. Don't they not do anything for Christmas? Like, you know, they don't celebrate it. Why care? But you're also the boss. And so if no one else wants to work Christmas, guess who has to? You. That's just, you signed up for that shit, dude. Can't stick anyone else with that. Same with New Year's. Like, I'm going to work New Year's, I guess. I'll do the courtesy, but I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? It's just... It's well within my right to not want to work New Year's, I think. So, but I mean, I get it. I get a lot of places are low on employees, and a lot of places don't have people who are working, you know? So,
yeah.
It is what it is. But
I did find out
that apparently, so whenever I worked at Lowe's, I had to have vacation time in order to take vacation. But I guess with the depot, you don't have to have time. Like, I could put in for vacation time and not use any vacation hours.
Yeah, right.
Which I wish they would have told me that before, you know, the week you guys came out, because I had to take, like, attendance strikes for calling out and shit like that, because I just requested the days off as, like, a day off, not as vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been good to know for sure. But,
I could take, like, a week vacation and use an hour of vacation time.
Yeah, at least you got to bowl. I mean, shit, they didn't, like, say much about it. Elijah's job is really trying to get him to work on Black Friday. And he just didn't, like, go because he was in Florida. And his boss had called him, and he's like, listen, I'm not coming in. And they had, like, argued on the phone for, like, 20 minutes. But Elijah, like, still has his job, so... Because places are so short on employees, it's
yeah. They
requested that afford to lose. He's never taken like a day off unless he was sick. So,
it's damn, like, that's surprising,
right? But I mean, unless he was sick, he's alive. He'll just say he's sick just to get a day off.
Yeah,
so, you know, well within reason. But like, yeah, his boss was like tripping. He's like, yeah, everyone has to work Black Friday, bro. Like, what? I get it's Target in the tech department, but like
everyone doesn't have to work Black Friday. You don't need all hands on deck. It's not like it used to be, you know.
Yeah, because they do like Black Friday sales, especially at Target. They do it like 2 weeks before Black Friday.
Yeah,
I mean, I had to work usually at like all the places I've worked. They schedule everybody for Black Friday, but not everybody's gonna work a whole shift.
No.
And I mean, they sent us help from other stores on Black Friday.
Yeah, and there are definitely Targets around here that could probably send some people from other stores. I mean, the Target near me doesn't really get a lot of an insane amount of traffic compared to that one, the one where Elijah lives, you know. So, excuse me. But anyway, I think it's about that time. I think we've been running for a good time. Finally got a strong episode in after a while. Feels good.
Yeah, it's been a long one.
Yeah, it's been a little.
I don't know how many months.
Yeah, it's been like 5 minutes, you know, since
yeah, five minutes.
Just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We back though. We back after a quick little minute. So
yeah. I've only aged a couple years in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's just how it is. I've only fucking bought a house and got some escrow and 401k and all that. It took no time at all, really. So
yeah.
But if you guys enjoyed, thanks for listening. If you didn't enjoy, you should probably bang your head against a wall, because you're obviously not as smart as the people who did enjoy.
You know what's weird, actually, is that like our podcast grew a little bit more as we were on like hiatus.
Really?
I don't know if you noticed, but there was like, I think we have like 6 people that we don't know that started following our Instagram.
It logged me out of that. I have to log back in. Since I got a new phone, it logged me out, and I haven't. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they like some of the accounts even voted on the poll that I put up the other day.
Oh wow! Yeah. So that we got people excited to listen. Well, mm-hmm.
Well, there was here's one vote for no.
Wow! Is it just a hater? Who's the hater?
Expose your little your what's his name? Jacob.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's just
no one important.
He's probably still gonna listen anyway, that little cuck.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah.
Connor Jones voted yes.
Of course he did. He loves these episodes.
Oh wait. You know, we're forgetting something.
Connor has a girlfriend.
Bruh, that's
I had to announce it. I forgot. Like, that was big news to me. Connor has gotten a girlfriend before Zach. And she's not ugly. Well, I'm not gonna say that. She's not ugly. She's not ugly. Okay, she's just a regular looking Hispanic girl, and it's good for Connor. Anyway, I had to.
Yeah, there must be something wrong with her there.
She's named Connor. That's what we exactly all said. But we'll see in due time.
Yeah.
She'll be crazy in the next like year or so, and you just don't know it yet or something.
Well, she probably has like half a brain right now.
Wow.
Well, I mean, shit. One of the reasons I don't Jacob's fucking join like that.
He'll get that joke. His dad has a metal plate in his head. It's funny. But He talked like this. We make fun of his dad all the time.
I was thinking more along the lines of Ronnie Radke, but
did you see Ronnie Radke's fucking Ronnie Radke had a TikTok where he's pointing at his fucking black dot tattoos? He's like, I'm black now too. Bro, shut up. Yes. Yes, he did.
I did not see that.
Oh my god. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
No, that was it. I realized we didn't mention him at all.
Oh yeah, Ronnie. Oh yeah, Ronnie Radke. We didn't put him in here. Ronnie Radke. If you're watching this episode, podcast. Other than this one, we've mentioned him in every one. I think even the ones with Zach, we've managed to mention Ronnie Radke.
Yeah, at least once. I feel like it's like the trademark.
Did we talk about that whole thing with him using the tracks? Did we talk about that on here?
I think I don't know. I really don't remember.
I don't know how long ago that was. But anyway, that was bullshit. It's like some bands need tracks, some bands don't. I don't understand why they're arguing about it. They looked like a bunch of idiots, but it was funny. Yeah. Ronnie Radke is hilarious when he's arguing with people.
He is pretty funny. But I'm excited to see how many listens this one gets because most of our episodes, I think the most is like 80-something. But our last one, 5'9" on a good day, has like 150-something. So.
God damn, 5'9" on a good day. Wow, that's a good episode.
Yeah,
that's a good episode. The episode with Zach was fucking funny, and that and
no, the Cameron one, but one that too. One,
the Cam story. Those were both real good episodes because I was real high both of those episodes.
Yeah,
like that was like we went into those like without a topic, without any topics, with nothing, and I was high. Cam was telling a story, and we were just talking. And they were fucking good.
Yeah, I feel like if we get more trips involved and more stories to tell, I feel like we're running low on them.
Yeah. Or we could, remember more as well. I feel like we missed a few.
I mean, low key, if you guys aren't doing anything in January or February.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I might be able to pop out for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, as long as your girlfriend doesn't smite me.
I think she won't. I think she'll be okay.
There's just going to have to be copious amounts of that sticky green stuff.
There's always copious amounts of that everywhere.
Because I was looking. His
bag. My boy, we're like, all good.
A couple weeks ago, it'd be a lot cheaper to fly into.
If you're going to say Midway, don't do it.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't like driving to Midway. But
that's what I was going to say. It's like $200 cheaper to fly.
Midway is literally in the middle of the city.
It is so much cheaper to fly.
I mean, you can if you really want to. Like, we can definitely figure it out.
I mean, I'll look again. If it's not like a too big of a difference, then I'll go to O'Hare. But that's what I'm saying. Like that's what sometimes it's not too big
of a difference. But if it's a landslide, you have fun. No, I'm playing. I'll come.
I have fun.
Midway, fuck Midway.
I'm gonna just chill at the fucking airport for the whole trip.
Chill at Midway Airport. Midway is just like a mini O'Hare. It's not that bad. The area it's in is just not fun, like driving around there. But I can get in and I'll be fine.
It's a little motherfucker. More, you think San Francisco is fun to drive around?
God no. God, my fucking grandma had the audacity when she came here. I know we were supposed to end this a few minutes ago, but like I didn't tell this. Because my grandma came to visit, and she had the audacity after she came here to fly in and land in at around like 3 or 4 o'clock in Chicago. So I had to drive. Through that traffic, and then we got stuck in like an hour and a half, like crawling traffic on the way home. And I was like, this is what you get. She's like, I have to pee. I was like, I can't get out of this traffic.
I have to pee.
Like, fuck. No, like, come on, dog. You could have chose to land in the morning. You could have taken a morning flight.
Jeez.
It's only 2.5 hours. 2.5 hour flight. You had to fly into four o'clock. And I'm here bumper to bumper traffic.
Damn.
And then I was speeding around people. She goes, slow down. This is funny. We could definitely do some shit like that. I'm 100% down for it. Zach will be staying here, so there's still an immense amount of room. My living room/dining area it's the size of like I could put another bedroom here and still have room for an apartment. It's pretty big place, so it's good.
We have to look into it then.
Yeah, for sure. We down. But anyway, go hit us up on the social medias, you know, young.homeless everywhere. That's or it'll just be young homeless something. You'll see my face. You'll know my name.
Yeah, you could find it through the podcast one too.
Yeah,
the only two people that the podcast follows is us.
Exactly. You just click on the following, go to me, and then I'll you know, I'll have all my other places somewhere through there. Same with Colin, and that's it.
Yump.
Thank you for listening, people. Goodbye.